what do you call it, long legged hawks?
They can fly a little bit, but they jump and they fly and land.
Grasshopper.
And what do you call an old dilapidated house that people say is sometimes that evil spirits live in?
Call it a hang.
Okay. And what are the spirits called?
Just pig on goes.
Do you ever call them Hanks or Hants or anything like that?
Both. Some call them Hanks, some call them goes.
Okay, but they're the same thing.
That's the same thing.
Have you ever seen one?
I hope no.
I hope not either. Okay. Suppose there's something that always brings bad luck, like, oh, maybe a black cat or something like that. Is there a name to call all these things that bring bad luck?
Now, how did you ask me that question?
Well, suppose if a person is superstitious and he thinks something always brings him bad luck, he might call that thing, what, a jinx or a hoodoo or voodoo or something like that?
That's right.
Which one?
Say, wish you'd not come here with her jinx and self. She did the rudy she could be.
Did you call it a jinx?
Jinx, that's right.
Okay.
But now your roots.
Okay, well, suppose there's a person who always brings bad luck. Is there a name for that kind of a person?
And how did you ask me that?
Well, say, you know, in a town sometimes there can be a person, and everywhere he goes there's just bad luck. You might say, well, he's really a...
Well, yeah, there's some bad luck, and some give it you and give you good luck.
Well, would you call the bad one, bad luck person a hoodoo or a jinx?
That's right, call him a hoodoo.
Hoodoo, okay.
A person might be afraid to go bad.
And what do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Some folks call them bastard.
Are there other names too? Do other people call them something else?
Well, that's all I ever known of that.
Okay. And what do you call the place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
To the funeral home.
Okay. And what's the box or the case that they put the body in?
In the coffin.
And where do they bury the coffin then?
In a vault.
Okay. And what's the place where the vaults are?
In the ground.
No,
what she talking about?
The whole area, you know, there might be a lot of burial places. And you go out to the
cemetery.
No. And you know, when you have water that's just standing, you can call it a lake or something because it's not moving. Well, if you have flowing water that is moving, and it's smaller than a river, is there a name for it then?
You're late.
Well, if it's moving though, not.
If it's moving, it's running. Dream, ain't it?
A what?
Running dream. Running water is in a dream.
Okay. What if it's smaller than. I mean, do you ever call it a creek or a branch or something like that?
A creek.
What about a branch? Do you ever say that?
You never say branch.
Which one's bigger, a creek or a branch?
The creek, big branch.
Okay. And what about flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?